brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church and also by Tallgrass Motors. And I've got a room full of people. Well, not quite, but figuratively a room full, as we have an opportunity to acquaint you with Toastmasters, specifically Toastmasters clubs in Bartlesville. And David Turner, I'll start with you more or less, I guess, because first of all, you're the gentleman in the room, and second of all, the mic's pointed at you. David, good morning. Thanks for coming in, sir.
Good morning, Charlie.
And I understand you have been a part of the Toastmasters scene locally for somewhere around 40 years.
Well, I first joined the program when I was living and working in North Carolina.
Okay.
In 1972. I first joined here in Bartlesville when I was transferred back in the late 70s and have been a member of the Bartlesville Toastmasters pretty much full-time ever since.
And when we talk Toastmasters, I guess I'll kind of preface it with there are probably a few misconceptions out there as far as what it is and what it is not, but it's an opportunity, I think, to improve yourself overall.
Absolutely. It's the name of the program is a bit misleading to a lot of people, but the basic concept of the program is to help people overcome their fear of public speaking.
And I see a lot of them.
Absolutely. It's the number one phobia in the country.
It is. Because, you know, you allow people to come along gradually and take small steps, and pretty soon they may still have that fear, but they can set it aside and get in front of an audience for 3 to 5 minutes or so.
Oh, that's correct. It is a self-paced program. You can go as fast or as slow as you'd like through it. But what we like to say is we help people get the butterflies flying in formation.
I like that idea. It's an opportunity for us to feel better about ourselves. And also, I think as a social environment, because there is the evaluation portion of Toastmasters, you're getting yourself, making somebody else a better individual.
Oh, that's the whole point of the program, is to help people improve. And you improve when you learn what to do differently that would be better. So we have, as a part of the speaking program, we have immediate feedback from other members, particularly to tell you what you're doing right,
mm-hmm.
and reinforce the positive so you can keep continuing to do that. But we also give you some pointers on what might work better, how you might improve your skills. It's awfully hard to tell someone don't do that without telling them what to do differently. So we look for positive reinforcement.
Yeah, and I think that's it. Not so much of what not to do as let's replace it with this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And nobody likes to get gotchas, but they love to hear attaboys.
Yeah.
And it really works well.
It does. And I think that's part of the overall philosophy of every Toastmasters club that I've attended anyway. Yes, we're going to correct this, but we may not say, I don't like what you did as much as you just said. I really like the gestures you made on this particular emphasis. Oh, and by the way, have you thought of incorporating this?
Exactly. We think it's a positive learning environment, and most everyone says they can't believe how much fun they have coming to the meetings. It sounds like an oxymoron, but it really is true.
Yeah. Well, and then there's another misconception. When you say it's a meeting, and there is sometimes a business portion of a meeting,
right.
But it's a whole lot more than that.
We tend to be fairly formally structured because one of the things we're trying to do is to build good habits, so that when we walk through that door into the real world, they will come naturally to us. And when you're leading a meeting or leading any kind of organization, there are certain things that you need to do to be able to preside and maintain order. And if you haven't learned those before you find that circumstance, you're not going to learn it in the real world.
You're sure not going to be comfortable doing it anyway.
No, sir. And so that's our whole purpose, is to build good habits so that it just becomes natural to you as you pursue life in the real world.
If you can go back to that first meeting experience, somebody I'm sure invited you to come along to this organization that they were all fired up about and wanted you to attend a Toastmasters meeting.
Oh yes, that was a long time ago, but I'm probably a poster child for this organization. I wanted no part of public speaking. I didn't want any part of a position where I had to interact with a lot of different people. I just wanted to sit at my desk and solve difficult problems for other people and just hand them the answers. But I found myself as a plant engineer suddenly in North Carolina, and suddenly I had to talk to lots of different people who all had a little different idea of how my project should progress. And I was very, very uncomfortable. But within a couple of weeks, a fellow engineer introduced me to the Toastmasters program, and I found something to help me and threw myself into it to change, because I knew if I didn't change, it would not be good.
Yeah. Okay.
And it worked. And now my wife says you can't shut me up.
Well, since she's sitting next to you, I'll give her the opportunity to join in. Betty, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
And I know you and I have talked before on various topics. I cornered you once, I think at least once, at the county fair as part of the Master Gardeners program. Ask your permission and then stuck a microphone in your face.
That's exactly right, Charlie.
and you came through the opportunity unscathed and spoke confidently.
Right. I think I could have talked even longer, which is unusual for me.
Well, I think part of what makes Toastmasters work, from the initial speech that you give to probably everything else in the manual, it's finding opportunities for you to speak about a topic that you already have some knowledge of.
That is correct, Charlie. When I first joined Toastmasters 30 years ago, I thought, I don't have anything to talk about. But in reality, we all have many things to talk about. And in our club meetings, our speeches are only 5 to 7 minutes, typically.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone asks you to come and speak to their club or their organization, they have a specific topic in mind, and it's one that you are known to know something about. So for the speeches that we do in our club meetings, we don't have to go out and do research. We already know the topic we're going to speak about. One of the more interesting speeches I heard years ago was one of our members who talked about handbells. He was in a handbell choir, mm-hmm. and he brought his handbells and showed them to us.
Mm-hmm.
One of our members one time did a little cooking demonstration in 5 to 7 minutes. It was a stir fry, and I took the information home, and I have made stir fry many times as a result of that.
You never know what you're going to learn at Toastmasters.
No, you never know, and it's always fun. As David said, we actually at one time had a young lady who was fairly new to the Phillips Petroleum Company who was basically blind, and she had a seeing eye dog. And for over a year, she came to our meetings with her seeing eye dog and did a very nice job of speaking. We've met so many people through our many years of Toastmasters, whether it's in Bartlesville and other club members. We have a total of 4 clubs in Bartlesville, as was said earlier. But we meet people in Tulsa, in Oklahoma City, and other parts of the state. And so we know people from sort of all over the state, and it becomes fun to know them too and to meet them maybe once a year and catch up.
And frequently, 2 or sometimes even 3 clubs will have a joint meeting, the opportunity to get together and hear from somebody other than just the members of your own club.
Yes, Charlie, and that's always a good thing. We get comfortable when we're talking to our members in our club, and it kind of puts you on the spot just a little bit to have new faces in the audience, someone you're not as familiar with. Most of our clubs have about 20 members, but many of those members travel or have business obligations during the lunch hours, which all of our clubs meet in, and it's very difficult for them to get to the meetings. So we might only have 15 members. So for the people who are afraid to speak, you don't have to speak in front of a bunch of people. And if you have trouble getting through your speech and just can't get through it, we'll encourage you to try again later.
Sounds like a great opportunity. We're going to take a short break and continue our community connection focusing on Toastmasters, and we'll get to some opportunities for you when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and have two yet unheard folks, they're both heard of, I'm sure, joining us this morning. And so as we continue talking about Toastmasters, Nancy Waring, among other things, city staff member, and you get the occasion to go before the city council and need to make a presentation to them. I'll bet Toastmasters has given you some confidence along the way.
Yes, Toastmasters has really helped me a lot, Charlie. I do work for the city, and I've had to speak in front of public officials. I've had to speak in front of civic groups. And it's really given me the confidence to get up there and feel good about myself and know that what I'm talking about is going to be helpful to them. And it's really helped me to prepare my speeches better and condense them to where I'm not talking for too long or too short. I've learned how to fill the time that's been allotted. It's really helped.
And you mentioned a couple of things that I think are important part of what Toastmasters does. After a while, if you're expected to be in front of the audience for, we use the 5 to 7 minute time frame because that's what most of your speeches are, you get that second sense of, I've talked for about 5.5 minutes, it's time to sit down.
That's right, yes. I remember before Toastmasters, I would just try to cram everything I knew into my speaking slot, and it would the audience would just glaze over. They just were overwhelmed with way too much information.
Which helps you a lot because I'm getting through. I presented a lot of good stuff here. And I talked and I got 5 minutes worth of stuff in 2 minutes worth of time.
That's right. Yeah. It's also helped me with question and answers. At the end of a presentation, somebody's always going to ask you questions, and it's helped me to be able to form my ideas quickly and give a concise, good answer.
That's part of one portion of most Toastmasters meetings, a table topic. You get the germ of the idea of a presentation sometime a short time before the actual speech, from just a few minutes to maybe 45 minutes to an hour before. It kind of depends on different club practices, but it's not one that you came in the room prepared to talk about.
That's right. In our meeting, we have the table topics portion of the meeting, and the table topics master will get up in front of the group and pose a question, and then people can either volunteer to answer it, or the table topic master might call on them unexpectedly.
And therefore, Nancy, you're on the spot, and I want to hear what you have to say.
That's right, and you have 1 to 2 minutes to answer that question. So you also get a feel for what 1 to 2 minutes feels like.
Mm-hmm. So again, it's getting you in front of an audience and the ability to speak and have some kind of a cogent presentation so that you're not wandering through for even that 90 seconds to 120 seconds.
That's right. And the more times you do it, the better you get. So the more you volunteer to answer those questions, the better you continue to get.
Okay. Well, again, how long have you been in Toastmasters?
It's been over 10 years.
Okay, so a veteran, definitely.
Yes.
I want to at least give Arlise a chance to get in front of our audience this morning. We had 4 guests, and Arlise Bradley, I want to make sure we get you somewhere because I want you to be, in order to be able to tell your friends that you were here, they need to hear your voice.
Absolutely.
How long have you been in Toastmasters?
At least 20 years.
Okay.
And then I stopped counting.
Okay, there's a valid answer. One thing that we haven't talked a lot about yet is just the evaluator role of Toastmasters, the opportunity for you as someone who heard whatever David had to say that day, improve David's speaking.
Absolutely. The evaluation portion of the meeting is very important. First, the evaluator learns to really listen. You listen for key points in the speech. You also listen for things that were added that maybe did not need to be included in the speech. And then you, in our club, we have a verbal response directly to the speaker.
And I think it's not 100%, but that's the more common way to for you to as a speaker get in front of make your speech your evaluation of what David had to say.
Absolutely. And you both learn simply because you have learned to listen and really tune in to that person, giving them your full attention. But the speaker learns because they learn what things they have done really well and what things they may have done a little bit differently to make their speech more effective. So it's a win-win. Both have learned some new things.
Who would you say is among the best candidates to join Toastmasters? Someone that maybe has a particular need or a particular individual personality type that, say, you would really benefit from Toastmasters?
You know, Toastmasters has something for everyone. We speak a lot of people who have the fear of speaking because that is a very broad category of people. However, sometimes it's a person who can speak well, but they've gotten that promotion and they need to tweak their leadership skills. Toastmasters has a wonderful pathway in the leadership program, which works hand in hand with learning to improve your speaking skills. Housewives need the ability to communicate to whomever. Could be the repair person who comes. It could be the principal at the school. Everyone has some communication issue in their life, unless they're a hermit and they live in a cave or something. But honestly, if you're communicating with people, and that's one of our biggest problems, is that we misunderstand one another. So Toastmasters has something for everyone.
Let's talk about a meeting. We have less than a minute left. When and where do Toastmasters meet and people can get involved?
Well, as they've said, we have four clubs in the area. Three of them are noon clubs. There's a Tuesday club. Our 186 club meets at the First Presbyterian Church, 505 Dewey, and it's 12:05 to 1 o'clock. At that same church is Thursday at 12:05 is the Phillips 66 Club. There's one at Technical Talkers at the Research Center, which meets on the second and fourth Thursday. You have to know somebody to get into that one, but they'll let you in. And then Conversing Couples meets on two Fridays evenings a month, and they alternate. So all of this is available on the website, a contact number to call, and come on out.
And if you're, since you're referring us to a website, let's get that one out there if we can, please.
Can you read it?
Some of them are more difficult than others, but yeah.
Well, this is easy.
The general Toastmasters website is toastmasters.org. That's TOASTMASTERS.org. And then our club, which is Bartlesville Toastmasters Club 186, our website is 186.toastmastersclubs.org.
And before the interview, I Googled Bartlesville Toastmasters, and it came up with a nice link for me. So yeah, you can always just go to your favorite search engine and do that. It's been a quick session, but David and Betty and Nancy and Arlise, thank you so much for coming in this morning and sharing your experiences with Toastmasters this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
Very much. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
I have good news for you. A little girl kept asking her mother for a kitten. Her mother always told her no, she didn't want any animals. The little girl asked every day and often. Finally, the mother got tired of her asking and said, "If God drops a kitten out of the sky for you,